All right, this is the Real BS Show on a beautiful Thursday afternoon.
That's right.
You know, mixed up. What are we going to do today?
Oh, a mix of music, you know, kind of maybe some goofy stuff, maybe some
really
serious.
Out there in the,
yeah, maybe.
Really out there in the wilds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess after a while you run out of things to think about or do.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't think we're there yet. You know, we can just talk about random stuff. You know, this is the BS show, so.
You see the fires out west?
Oh, yeah, pretty nasty.
Doggies.
There was a solar eclipse in Spain and Iceland and Greenland.
You know? Yeah, we missed that one.
Yeah, we missed that one. I watched it, though, live. It was nice. Kind of one of those things we can talk later about, but I enjoyed that when we had it. So, but we have some traffic here. Dear Mr. Fantasy.
Yeah, it's an old, oldy-smoldy one.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's do that.
Yeah.
Straight line you had, you would
The Real BS Show.
Yeah, a little Steve Winwood for you.
Yeah.
Dave Mason, you remember him?
Yeah.
Bass player.
Yeah. All of them went on to do their own careers solos, didn't they?
Yeah, they all kept going. Yeah.
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 That's the way to go, I guess. You know, you have to, you don't quit.
When you're good, that's
all. Oh, yeah, sure. Steve Winwood, he's put out a lot of music, you know. A lot of these bands that we're playing today, you probably never heard of, or you maybe have heard of, and some of them, you know, like, you know, the James Gang. That's the next one that's up there.
Oh, okay. That was one of our first 69, 70 when we were playing music. Funk 48 was one of our original songs. And they come along with Funk 49.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to do them both?
Yeah, why not? Oh, you know, yeah, get them right in order, you know.
Let's see what that's like, yeah. That should be interesting. Okay, well, let's do it.
Well, you don't want to forget the weather report, Bill. You know,
it's sunny and warm. Same old thing, you know. I think it sprinkled a little bit today, but kind of went away. So yeah.
This August has been really rainy, though. That's kind of an odd thing. Usually it's dry in August.
It's weird. It's just not normal. It's kind of weird.
Yesterday, there was two storm fronts that came through, and the first one was way more powerful. And I think I sent you an image saying, hey, it's coming for you. And then another one came through, and I was like, boy, the thunder was just intense.
We had a major power outage down on Rice Road anyways, all the way down to Dempsey Town. And it was out from 1 o'clock till 1 o'clock, 13 hours.
Oh, wow.
It was out, yeah, because it didn't come back on until in the middle of the night. I mean, I didn't know it, but Chris was telling me and everybody in the neighborhood. You see all the lights were out, no yard lights, nothing, which is normal for me. But
right. Yeah, that's one of those things where if you have a well, that kind of matters, unless you don't. Yeah, you have that hooked up to a solar backup. That's one of the things I've been looking at is right now I have a 240 well, and it's like, man, I'd have to get a 240-volt inverter to run that if I had to. And
you could use a 120-volt pump.
Yeah, I could, you know. Or I was thinking, what if electricity completely went out? Like, let's say an EMP pulse, which, you know, happened 100 and some years ago, 150 years ago. I could get a hand pump well.
There you go.
And then boom, problem solved. Now the only problem is what if it freezes? So that's where it's like, got all these issues you have to run through. So I don't know. Just ideas. You know, these are
pretty
some things.
It's hard to beat Mother Nature.
Nature.
Tough.
If you see, like you go to Chernobyl or something like that, some of the cities there that haven't had humans in a while, and you see how vegetation's starting to take over again, nature's moving in, and you see that in some old mining towns, you know, like the boom towns, like near Titusville and Oil City. All those are gone. There's like barely any foundations left.
Pit holes.
Yeah, they're almost all gone.
They got a state-run office there that's like a museum.
Yeah.
It's got a few pictures, but there ain't nothing else there.
Yeah, if you go out to the sites where they were, there's barely any foundation left. That was one of my favorite things is going down there to the museum, to the Oil City in Titusville, all the old oil wells out there, because really it's where oil took off, you know. It killed the whale oil, you know. You know, Pennsylvania oil was the first, you know, big boom in before it went to like Oklahoma and Texas and stuff like that.
Well, they still got that Colonel Drake's Park down there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like it.
It's just a big thing that you go in there and spend your money on.
I don't buy junk.
Tourist trap.
I just like going to see the sites because, you know, you think about how much that influenced Union City. For instance, you got the barrel making industry here, the chair making industry that used to be here. All that started because they needed barrels to fill the oil in. And Union City was the place that made the barrels. And at one time was the bank, too, until it went to Corey and blah, blah, blah. But regardless, that kind of history is something that most people have no clue about, how much this region influenced everything. Because it was a rough time.
It's the hardwood capital of the world here.
Yeah. And it's like, to me, it's like, you know, when you see those sites down there, you see how quick nature can take over is what my point is. It's quick. You know, I never field growing up. When I was younger, on my parents' land out near Girard in Franklin Center, and it was an old farming field. I remember as a kid, it was a field. And then within, you know, now it's been probably since 1995, that's been 31 years. It's all trees now, thick trees.
Well, they make a big deal about Drake's well down there and all this and that, but if you look at it, the history of it, the oil was coming up out of the ground. That's why they call it Oil Creek, because yeah, it was oil was running right in the creek. Yeah, I mean, yeah. They couldn't help but find oil.
Yeah,
they were stumbling over it.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a big deal. So
yeah, there's still oil in the ground.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you think about it, there's a lot of people around here that have oil wells on their property, and they use that for natural gas heating. They get free natural gas from their own land, which you think about, it's kind of nice.
That's a big deal, yeah.
I mean, you can't beat that. That's for sure.
So anyways, let's play
some James Gang.
James Gang, you know, yeah.
Number 48 and 49. Funk 48, 49. All right, here we go. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there we go.
Memory of the good old days.
Well, that's a kind of what the show is, isn't it? You know, kind of go back for your youth and remembering the youth. I think that's kind of important.
Yeah. Well, they were from Cleveland, so they weren't really far away. Yeah. Oh,
didn't know that.
A guy by the name of Peters was a bass player. I kind of liked his.
Oh, really?
Liked his style. Who is the guitar player? He went got a little more famous with the Eagles. Yeah. I forget his name.
Yeah.
But anyways, so whatever you got lined up next is up to you, because I don't know. Some strange, really strange stuff.
Yeah, you got Joe Walsh from the James
Joe game. Walsh, yeah.
He was big.
I think he's still cooking. I don't know.
He is. I think he is. He's 78 years old, still going. He's from Wichita, Kansas. The Eagles, you know, were an interesting band. I know some people don't like them, but I thought, you know, I grew up on listening to the Eagles. And Fogerty's who I remember. But, you know, Walsh, you know, he was there. You know, he obviously made the Eagles. He
showed up later, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, big time influence, you know. And the next one we got is Beggar's Opera. I have no clue about them. And there's little faces, little feet, Little Feast. Is the band.
Brace yourself.
Yeah, these are two that I just never heard of them before. And I was like, you know what? That's kind of interesting. It's a little out there. It's a little loopy, but that's okay. Sometimes we need to break up the monotony of famous songs, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I don't know. You kind of approved these songs. You weren't like appalled by them or anything or grossed out.
It was recorded okay. You know what I mean? It was.
It's just different.
Yeah. A little different. It's good to get different.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We can roll with that.
Okay.
Away. with a melody within a fantasy.
The rain, driven by the snow, I'm drunk and dirty, don't you know, and I'm still willing. And I was out on the road late at night, I seen my pretty Alice in every headlight. Alice, Dallas Alice. And I've been from Tucson to Tucumcari,
There had to be the town above, driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so I wouldn't get weighed. And if you give me weed, white sand wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be moving. I've been kicked by the wind, robbed by the sleet, had my head stoved in, but I'm still on my feet, and I'm still willing. Smuggled some smokes and folks from Mexico, baked by the sun every time I go to Mexico, and I'm still. And I've been from Tucson to Tucum, Gary. Driven every kind of rig that's ever been made. Driven the back road so I wouldn't get weighed. And if you give me weed, white sand wine, and you show me a sign, I'll be willing to be.
This is a real BS show on a Thursday afternoon.
Thursday, yeah. It's the 13th.
What is the date? August something or other.
The 13th, yeah.
13th? Yeah. Holy smokes.
We're over halfway the year over with. And
geez, it's going to be snowing pretty soon.
Yeah, you better stock up on your winter supplies.
Wow. Maybe August 13th already.
I'm still, you know, it's unsure of what's going to happen, but it does seem like an El Nino this year, so we might have less snow. I don't know yet. We'll see.
It should be warmer, you think?
Yeah, a little bit warmer.
It'd be nice if it was a little warmer.
Yeah. You know, last winter and the year before were La Nina, so they were cold, but who knows? The weather could be so wacky. You notice there isn't that many hurricanes, has there?
No, I noticed that.
Yeah, that's an El Nino. They don't talk about that part. They only talk about, hurricanes are getting worse and worse and worse. That's not always the case. It's just La Ninas are getting stronger. That's all. Some people might disagree with what I just said, but that's a, you know, there is warming, but it's not exactly as clear as
that
day.
It gives people stuff to talk about.
Or be worried about, you know. Yeah. But El Niños, what happens is normally you get the weather coming off of Africa that makes hurricanes. It's called wind shears wiping them down with El Niños. So that's why there's less hurricanes this year. So, but winter, it might be kind of more mild, I guess.
Would sure be nice.
Hard to say yet. We'll see. You know. But now we have Small Faces and T-Rex together as two songs. I don't know.
Oh, is that the Iron? Not the Iron Man. Is that the
Tin Man?
Tin Man.
Tin Soldier. Right.
Tin Soldier. Yeah.
Yeah.
We used to play that way back in the '70s.
Really.
The early '70s. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was right before Rod Stewart got involved with them.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they went from Small Faces to Faces, I guess, right?
Well, then,
because you know, with Rod Stewart, his face is not small.
Rod Stewart showed up and screwed everything up and went off on his own. So,
and then the one singer, I can't remember his name, he went off and formed Humble Pie, correct?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't keep track of it.
Yeah, it's hard to remember. This
all
is rude.
All them drug addicts, they go running every which way.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, if you don't like drugs, then you won't like rock and roll music or any music. I mean, heck, even, you know, I found out that, who was the one country singer that really kind of kicked off modern country, but he got beat up and died? What was his name? He was like 27 years old.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm trying to remember his name. I'm drawing a blank on it. And here, I thought he was like a lot older. he was 27 years old.
Who was it?
Well, Glenn Campbell was a nut job. I know that firsthand.
Yeah, yeah.
He was an alcoholic nut job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are so many. You know, I'm trying to remember his name. It's going to hurt me when I remember it. I'm looking it up right now. Not Todd Snyder. That's way too. What was his name? His son. Everyone knows his son. You know, I'll have to think about it because it's going to bother me, and I don't remember his name.
Yeah, I won't be able to sleep tonight.
No, no.
I don't know his name. What the heck?
Hank Williams. That's who. Oh my gosh, I couldn't remember why I couldn't remember Hank Williams' name. Yeah, Hank Williams. He died young. Hank Williams. It's one of those things. He died at 29 years old, and it was the back of his car. He died. He was being driven to another concert, and the driver that was driving him realized he died back there. But he died of drugs. He was on drugs all the whole time, his whole life. And you sit there and think, you know, no, not Hank Williams. He was not on drugs. He was on drugs all the time. And that's something even back in the 50s, you know? Yeah. So it's like, to me, it's like, you know, drugs. I'm not promoting drugs when I say this, but a lot of music was influenced by it. So
drugs and alcohol.
Yeah, yeah.
And women.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
money.
Yeah, yeah.
All the bad stuff.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's kind of like the, you know, you sold your soul to the devil, that kind of thing. There was stories about that even back in the 20s about musicians. And in a lot of ways, it's maybe an analogy or allegory to, you know, drugs and alcohol and women and money and fame and.
Well, now we have the internet, so the news flashes pretty fast.
Yeah, yeah, it's forgettable too, you know? Something horrible happens across the world, and I think that's another thing that's going on today is people panic about things more than they should. You know, when you were growing up, you didn't hear massive news stories unless it was really major, and that's because you didn't have all these TV stations, you didn't have the constant news cycle.
We didn't even have a TV, yeah. So that was...
But you also had, like, radio and stuff, and even still then, they didn't tell everything across the world that was happening. And now you can get an instant know what's happening in Colombia. They just had an earthquake there. And it's like, you know, if you...
Well, I threw my TV away. I don't have it. I've been 5-6 years without a television now. It's much nicer. Oh, I just watch YouTube when I want to watch something.
Right. But even still then, it's like, you know, people are seeing and stuff all the time all over the world. And that's why I think they're more thinking the world's getting worse, but it's actually getting better, you know, in a lot of ways. We have less crime than ever. But that's getting into too much. Let's do some Small Faces and T-Rex.
Okay, that sounds good.
Thank you. alone. Smiles melt in the snow, nothing hurt. Your eyes, they're deeper than time. Say a love that won't rhyme without words. So now I'm not my way.
We'll be right back.
Oh, there we go.
That's an old Boys Night Out song there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that was only, what, 5-6 years ago or something?
Yeah, yeah. I remember I used to watch you guys play. It was good times. You guys had it was a fun, you guys had fun playing, and everybody enjoyed it.
It was fun. They were nut jobs.
Oh, sure.
Hard to get along with. But, of course, when it come to moving the equipment, that was my job.
Well, I that's why I came and helped you guys, because I'm sitting here thinking, geez, you guys are, I think the youngest member was.
I'm the only one that could pull the trailer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I think everybody was over 50, weren't they, roughly?
Yeah, probably over 70.
But you guys were, you know, you guys were having fun. You know, that was, you know, just long nights. They were pretty long, and you had to drive all the way back too.
Yeah, so right.
You had to drive all the way back.
Hour and a half to get home.
Yeah, but no, you know, there's a guy that, you know, you hear his music. You know, Werewolves of London, and you hear some idiots try to copy that music. And I won't mention the band names, but Warren Zevon, if I'm pronouncing it right, he's an interesting character. You know, I don't know. His music is interesting. I like listening to it once in a while. And I thought, why not throw some of his songs in there? It's not everyone's cup of tea, but, you know, I think he influenced rock and roll to what it's today more than people realize. So
I never heard of the guy until today.
So. Oh, Werewolves of London is a big song by him.
Oh, that's major, major.
Kid Rock tried covering it or stole some of the lyrics, the music to it made it worse, but in my opinion, he has a lot of good music, and why not, you know, show him off? So, well, here we go.
just like Jesse James. She really worked me over good. She was a credit to her gender. She put me through some changes, Lord, sort of like a wearing blender. Poor, poor, pitiful me. Poor, poor, pitiful me. These young girls won't let me be. Lord, have mercy on me. Woe is me. Woo!
This is the Real BS Show. You know what? It's time to sign off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting late.
Yeah.
Well,
you know.
That last song there doesn't look right.
Yeah.
Snowblind?
Yeah, Snowblind Friend. That's what we're coming towards.
What the heck? That's Steppenwolf. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah. You know, so people know their few hits they have, but they had other good songs, I think. And they're hit and miss. There's some of their songs that are kind of meh. But this one, I think, is a good title song for the show. You know, we're heading towards winter, even though it's August.
Good recording, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
August, yeah. Well, yeah. We can't talk about snow now.
No, jeez. It's coming. Prepare yourselves,
oh,
you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, because it's going to be here sooner or later.
We're going to have a warm winter.
Maybe. So we pray for that, right?
Get no snow. You know, no snow for us.
You know, they keep on saying that, you know, in the South, people are moving out of the South because it's getting too expensive, and so they're moving north to the northern states. And Pennsylvania did see an increase of population compared to a negative. It used to have a negative decrease. You know, people were leaving. But now people are coming back. We got to tell them it's not good up here. You guys got to move to, like, Philadelphia or something. Move down there because you don't want to be up here.
Well, I was looking at the top or the worst 10 cities in Pennsylvania, and Erie was number 10, and it was all because of the weather.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I agree with them.
Yeah. Don't move here. Stay away from
right.
here.
It's cold and snowy out that lake.
Yeah. A dangerous lake.
All right. Well, everybody, have a good week, and, you know, be kind and eat right and be safe. What else?
You know, sleep right. I'm failing that right now. If you don't get sleep, man, you're going to have a rough one. So you've got to try to find the time to make sure you sleep good because...
I take some fish oil or something like that. Omega-3, I think it is. Yeah. I'll put you to sleep.
I find that when you only have like 4 hours of sleep, you kind of...
Or maybe it's magnesium.
Magnesium, glycinate. Yeah. I'm careful about that one because if you take the wrong kind of magnesium, man, it can make your stomach hurt. But
yeah, you get diarrhea.
Yeah, I was taking magnesium for a while because my legs were hurting at night. And I think it was Kathy suggested it, or you, one of the two, were like, hey, you should take magnesium.
No, it wasn't me.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
I end up
taking it, and it did help. And here what it was is I was missing some magnesium in my diet. And, you know, the leg aching thing went away. I don't know. I have bad knees, so that doesn't help. And, you know, there's other issues, you know, like a lower back pain and stuff like that. So
all that just...
Well, fish oil is good for you no matter what.
Yeah, yeah.
Omega-3, I think it's called.
I eat a lot of salmon. I'll admit that. I love salmon.
Well, you don't need no omega-3.
I do take a multivitamin that helps with all that, yeah. But if you get that fish oil, if you get it wrong, boy, you can get the burps. So, you know what I'm talking about? Like the...
Well, you got the wrong fish oil.
Maybe.
You're going to get a better company.
You must have got a tuna fish oil or something.
All right. Well, we'll see y'all next week, and yes. Be kind, and I don't know. God bless. How's that?
There you go.
That's a new one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See you next week.
See ya.
Stone on some potion.